We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and it's time for quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. And America's top-rated sportsbook app is putting you in the center of the action with endless ways to make it rain this week. Head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. And DraftKings Sportsbook has endless ways for you to bet, from live betting to betting on your favorite players. They do it all. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And it is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim. He's Dusty. Dustin, we're going to talk about the decision that Penn State football made. They made it late Saturday evening after the game. They made the decision to not play in a bowl game. Initial reaction to that, were you surprised?
I was a little surprised because I thought everybody involved with the way that, things were going, having won four straight games and being a game under 500, I thought there would be a sense of pride in that record. And I think that was just a miscalculation on my part. And I fully see and understand the decision that was made by the players. You know, James Franklin talked to the media after the game and said after that he was going to go meet with team leadership and they were going to discuss that decision. You know, I think it was one thing to maybe come to an understanding of where their heads were before that final game, but you needed to let that final game play out before you made any kind of final decision. And I get where the seniors and the captains are coming from completely. There has been a lot of ups and downs and wear and tear and, you know, mental, emotional exhaustion and not seeing families and, you know, the going all the way back to the summer, whether, you know, preparing as if they were going to play, then having the season taken away, then having the season come back. Even prior to that, you know, everybody off on their own, trying to work out and go through and try to get in shape on their own. And obviously the 0-5 start. So much went into this year that I don't think there was necessarily a wrong decision to be made by the players in this situation. And I respect them for making the decision that they did make.
I believe most fans look at it that way, Dustin, that either way they would have gone, would have been okay with the fan base. I think the biggest issue as a fan is I enjoy Penn State football. I would have liked to have seen one more game. But if you put yourselves in the shoes of the players and the coaching staff, they've gone through a whole lot. And let's face it, a bowl game isn't your typical bowl game with all of the festivities and fun and, you know, where it's almost like a vacation, a nice break for these players. That would not be the case this year in a bowl game, would it?
Yeah. Do I want to go and be, you know, quarantined in a hotel? Do I want to go play another game in likely an empty stadium? Do I want to go and go through all these safety procedures and let those kind of dominate the experience again? You know, this would have been a full-on business trip, and the benefits of it, obviously the 500 record thing, I'm sure was meaningful to a lot of people, including probably a lot of fans wanted to see that happen. But I mean, who cares? And obviously the extra practice time and the ability to kind of keep making progress in the right direction when they already had some progress to build on, I'm sure, you know, the coaches would have loved the chance to do that. But the players have been asked, I think, to do enough at this point. They've been asked to do, it's been more than enough that they've put into all this. And I think all the circumstances and stuff, just by their nature, zapped a lot of the joy out of the game and out of the experience. You know, this was work through and through from the beginning, from the spring all the way until now. And I don't mind these guys not wanting another unpaid work trip.
And the other part to that, Dustin, you alluded to the coaches liking the extra practice. Well, remember, there's a difference. In other years, the season would have ended in November. You would have gotten 3 or 4 weeks of extra practice. You would have gotten 3 or 4 extra weeks of seeing the young players practice, giving them an opportunity. Well, the nature of this season has been the young people have already gotten out on the field. You're already seeing them. And timing-wise, you're not talking about an extra 4 weeks of practice. You're talking about a week maybe.
Yeah, and a week mixed in with all those travel headaches and hotel headaches and all that stuff. I think the rewards probably didn't match, you know, all the potential drawbacks here. And for, you know, I don't know if it was an easy choice. I would have loved to have heard what the nature of the conversation was, you know, but for senior, especially for seniors to make that decision when, you know, a bunch of these guys were playing their last games in a Penn State uniform really tells you where their heads and their hearts were coming out of the locker room after beating Illinois. You know, that was a high point of the year. Everybody had fun. A lot of guys played. I don't think there's a better way when it comes to, you know, the locker room's point of view to close the year than the way that they got to play against Illinois and the fun that they were able to have and for everybody to be able to participate in that. So to end the year on that note, I think would be A-okay if I were a senior on that team.
Yeah, that's one of the things I have written down here, too. They're leaving on a high note, playing at Beaver Stadium. They had a nice win, a lot of excitement. And I wonder also how much making this decision directly after a game when you are physically and emotionally drained, I'm not sure that's the exact timing for a group of young people to say, hey, let's go do this again. Let's go practice in tough circumstances, as you've already outlined. You could add a few more things to the situation why they might not want to. They've been away from their families for so long. By not going to the bowl game, this allows them to be home for Christmas with their family, which you cannot have a problem with that as a fan, that you know, the players would want to do that. But you also have, it's been well publicized that James Franklin has been without his family. They've been, you know, down in Florida. He's been up here in Pennsylvania. You wonder if somewhere along the line, the players are also thinking, you know what, Coach Franklin also deserves to be with his family.
I think it all feeds into that. And just, a couple things for the points that you made. First, I would say probably throughout this week and probably throughout the past few weeks, the veterans on this team, I'm sure, have had lengthy discussions about the possibility of a bowl game and probably arrived at a soft conclusion going into Illinois about what they were going to do. And it just kind of came down to finalizing that decision with the latest information and the latest experience that they had. So I feel like they probably had this decision all but made going into the game. And I think, you know, just in general, this was another situation where it's easy to forget that these players aren't robots. You know, they're in all this gear. You don't necessarily get to see their faces. You don't usually know what they're going through. You just associate athletes with you know, non-emotional, you know, almost non-human beings because you of what they do and how different that is from what we do. But these are our people with feelings and thoughts, and they're going through stuff just like we are. And this season, more than any other, obviously, they've been going through more and more and more. And the toll that it took on the individual players, and I think for James Franklin, the toll that it clearly took on him, especially when you're losing, but the toll that it clearly took on him to not have, you know, that motivating factor at home to not be able to have those brief moments with his family or to give them hugs or whatever, as he talked about a couple weeks ago. Boy, it just really put him in a position where, like I said earlier, this was all business all the time. And there just wasn't a lot of happiness or joy or excitement about the game. It was really just a let's survive this thing mentality from certainly from the beginning of the year. And then certainly, you know, after an 0-5 start, that changes things too. But these are people, they have feelings, they are going through stuff. And this was a chance for them to say, you know what, let's get back to being people again.
You also have a situation where as a 4-5 team, you're not playing a New Year's Six bowl either. You're not going to a big name bowl playing against a big name opponent. I believe the conversation was about a bowl game in Charlotte, North Carolina, and nothing against Charlotte, but was it called the Duke's Mayo Bowl? Something to that effect against, say, a Wake Forest. Not sure that created a lot of excitement for the players. And I think you may have also had individual players themselves opting out of this game, too. And I think all of that factors into this also, Dustin.
Yeah, do you really you're going to go to Charlotte for the Duke's Mayo Bowl in whatever it was, December 30th, just several days after Christmas, after likely missing that with your families, having prepped for that? I mean, is any of that worth it? Surely some of the seniors would have loved a chance to play another game, but like you said, you're not going down into Florida for the sunshine and for a week of, you know, obviously preparation, but an unforgettable experience. You were there to like sleep in your own hotel room, to go practice and to have your masks on. I mean, none of it really rose to the level of we got to do this, clearly. And especially when you're talking about bumping the season back a month later than it usually ends and doing this over, you know, the peak of the holiday season. So I feel like everybody should understand this. Everybody should be willing and able to accept that and let these players get a little dose of humanity back in their lives again.
All right. One last note. Speaking of players opting out, it's become official. Pat Freiermuth has announced, and no surprise to anyone, he will be turning pro next year. Pat Freiermuth was a great Nittany Lion, and we certainly wish him well. I'm very confident he's going to have a nice career in the NFL, Dustin.
Oh, he's going to be one of those guys who hangs around for a decade or more because he's got, you know, he's got that grind spirit to him. He's got a lot of physical ability. Clearly, the procedure he had midseason must have been minor. He should be back in full strength and fully able to work out and prove himself. And I think, by the way, just, you know, over the last 4 weeks, you've seen the future of the tight end position emerge, and it's going to be a good one for Penn State.
It definitely is, and it's great to see. And the legacy from Gazicki to Freiermuth to Strange and Johnson, it's been great to watch. All right, that is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.